Joining me now is Matt Rooney, who is the editor, publisher of the Save Jersey blog. What's going on, Matt? Good morning.
Good morning, my friend. I mean, I'm writing him in one way or the other, and I know you will.
Of course.
This is beyond the pale, even for the New Jersey Democrats.
It's bad. Two things. One, what's your take on the fact that Kip Bateman, Republican senator, voted with them on this?
Yeah, look, without even hearing from Kip Bateman on this, I know what he's probably going to say. Well, it's a great idea if candidates disclose their tax returns so we know more about them and have disclosure. And as a general principle, I agree. But there's two problems with it. First of all, it's unconstitutional, okay? It's been relatively clear in the cases that have come down on this issue so far. A state can restrict time, place, certain procedural aspects of how we elect these federal candidates. Mm-hmm. But you can't supersede the Constitution because they have qualification clauses for federal office in the first and second article. You can't go in and supersede the Constitution and add your own qualifications. New Jersey is essentially trying to rewrite the federal Constitution. That's the first thing. The second thing, Kip Bateman needs to look at recent elections. Ask Leonard Lance. Ask Bob Hugin. Running away from Donald Trump and leading with an apology is not going to win back these people in New Jersey or anywhere else that are voting against the Republican Party. You have to begin to explain to people what we stand for, create a real contrast with the status quo, these nuts that we've got leading us like Cory Booker and Phil Murphy, and then at that point people will begin to take you seriously. He's not going to get any goodwill out of this.
Yeah, I agree. You cannot try to cater to the other side that won't support you anyway. It's a great point. It's what I've been saying for years in terms of that there's no effective opposition. The Republicans, when they supported the gas tax, when they apologized for all the stupid things Chris Christie did over time, they lost their credibility. So here's a question, Matt. You're an attorney. I think on this issue, in terms of the disenfranchisement potentially of hundreds of thousands, if not a million people that may have and may, in fact, vote for Donald Trump in 2020, forgetting whether he's got a shot at winning New Jersey. This is not about that. Because if it is about that, then double shame on these guys for trying to keep him off the ballot and manipulate an election. But that aside, someone needs to sue the state of New Jersey over this. And I think that this is something that a lot of folks that listen in the morning would get behind, because it's not about whether or not you support Donald Trump. It's about the right of the voters in New Jersey to make their own decisions without the bullies led by Steve Sweeney making that decision for them.
Yeah, these are the most undemocratic Democrats, right, that we've ever seen, I think, at any point anywhere in this country or in our nation's collective history. And that's exactly what's at stake here. Part of the reason why federal courts have come down the way they have in the past is when you have separate qualifications imposed by separate states, it completely derails the national election. We're essentially voting for different things.
Right.
So the consequences of this extend beyond our borders. I have no doubt that if this ends up getting signed into law, which by Governor Murphy, which I'm sure it will, I mean, for God's sake, the man taxes rain. He signs everything that crosses
his
desk, every crazy idea. It will be challenged probably by the Trump campaign and maybe some other individuals, and I suspect they'll have some success. Thankfully, we don't have the Ninth Circuit to deal with out here in New Jersey.
Right. Well, keep me posted, Matt, because I think you're the guy to lead this. I mean, the Save Jersey blog has been a go-to for so many of us with just being clear and defining the opposition, not as an opposition to a party, but an opposition to these bad ideas that over 30 years have run this state into the ground and made it less affordable, to the point where you have millions of people right now, people listening to me right now saying, yeah, that all sounds good, but the bottom line is I'm leaving because I can't afford it. So unless we fight and stand our ground and push back, you're going to have hundreds of thousands of people over just the next few months make that decision to get out of here. So I'm with you if you're going to take this on, Matt, and keep us posted.
Amen. Look, Bill, these people are cowards, right? If you're a winner and you have confidence in your ideas, you don't try to disqualify the other side before the fight's even begun.
That's right.
So this isn't just unconstitutional. It isn't just undemocratic. It's also extremely revealing, which makes it all the more important that we push back and fight it. We now know who these people are if we didn't before.
That's right.